You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you're having a good one. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Kelsey Miles is live in the Devil's Lair. That's about 30 minutes away, and it's going to be awesome. Max Inc. Radio, or Max Inc. Heavy after 10 o'clock. Patrick is on the phone. He's calling to chastise me because I can't seem to freaking talk tonight. What's going on?
Get him.
Hey,
get him, Pat.
How you doing, Patrick?
Good.
Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Patrick from Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery and Music Venue. Dude, you have a really cool art show coming in. Bridges Not Borders. Tell us about that.
Yes, Bridges Not Borders. So we're featuring Latino artists from the Madison area, from Wisconsin, and from around the country as well. So, you know, we're really, we're going to be featuring that starting March 1st. And, you know, a lot of it has to, you know, it's timely, it's important, and it's really, you know, illustrating the contribution to American culture that that Latinos have brought to this country. Yes.
Who are some of the artists that are coming in? That a couple of names that are really awesome.
There's quite a bit, and like, you know, Sam, my partner, really takes care of the curation. Mm-hmm. So he would have more. But what we're looking at right now is, you know, it's contemporary Latin American printmakers from Madison, Chicago, and abroad. It's featuring the Mano y Mano Collective, as well as members of the Instituto Gráfico de Chicago, Assortus Artists and Friends. We have Adriana Rios, Andy Villan, Carlos Barbarana, and a lot more, really. We've got two opening nights scheduled. So we're doing an opening reception on Friday, March 4th. And then we're doing an SGCI reception on Friday, March 18th. And the show is going to run from March 4th through March 26th.
And that's happening at the Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, East Washington Avenue, right across from the Sylvie. And it's really convenient, too, because you can go see the art and also take part of Happy Hour that happens every Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Tell us about some of the specialty drinks that you're working on there.
So Lisa's constantly changing things out. Lisa's our bar manager, and she's been with us almost 5 years at this point. So she's got a bunch of new cocktails coming out this week, and she's starting to focus on some spring things, which is nice. You know, it's getting a little warmer out, the sun is shining. If you were standing outside today, you know, you've got that sun beating on your face, and, you know, it's given us a little taste. And every day that it stays lighter longer, I just can't wait until the Dane County Farmers Market starts and we start getting ingredients from the market again. So, yeah, just things like that.
It's a beautiful time of the year for sure. What about the live music? I see is coming together nicely. Lots of shows.
Yeah. We had a great show last night. Actually, it was a benefit for State Street Jams. So State Street Jams kind of puts together some shows in the summertime, and so we did a fundraiser with multiple bands last night. It was a really, really good time. We had Excuse Me, Who Are You, High Speed Death Cult, Jason Vargas and the Apollos. We were packed and it was a lot of fun. So we've got a Dropkick Murphys after party coming up on Sunday with Warhawks and Dog's Blood. And that's going to start at around 11 PM, 10:30 to 11. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That has a potential
of getting
Earthquake
crazy coming up. Yes, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. So, you know, there's a lot of things coming up. We've got Little Earthquakes coming up too, and I'm looking for the date.
March 5th. I have that up. I have that in front of me.
March 5th. So we have
and that's with Lorenzo's Music.
And Lorenzo's Music, yep. We've got the big finale with the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band coming up, and that's going to be on March 1st. So that's part of the big share. Where lots of nonprofit groups are raising money that particular day. And the Tony Castaneda piece is the finale, and that's going to be live streamed as well.
Wow, that's a lot of shows, a lot of stuff happening at the Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, East Washington Avenue, right across from the Sylvie. Get all the details, all the live music schedule, everything at darkhorsemadison.com. Let's walk over to Livingston Street real quick. There's a new menu cooking at Salvatore Tomato Pies on Livingston.
Yeah. Yep, new menu. Chef Jed and Polly just rolled it out last week. So a bunch of new items, new pies on the menu. There's new entrees, new pastas. So lots of things to look for. You know, we hand make pasta on site. That's a lot of fun. We've got new duck dish. There's a new beef dish. You know, it's just changing things up, and it's kind of late winter, and we're starting to gear up towards spring. So, but again, yeah, it's good stuff happening all around.
And Salvatore's four locations: Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. Oh,
and Johnson. Yes, I did want to mention that Johnson Street obviously is reopened, and Johnson Street is featuring some pretty awesome sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys like sandwiches a lot.
Yeah.
So we
got
this. So they're pretty popular. We got our meatball sub, and we have a vegan option for that as well. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're hand making those meatballs. It's my grandmother's recipe, and then we're doing a vegan option with impossible beef. We've got a solid Italian beef sandwich. There's an Italian sub with, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, and subs basically are kind of packed with meat. And this Italian sub does it right. I can say that there's more meat on this sub than pretty much anywhere in town. You should give it a try. One of you should come by and actually eat it. Yes.
Wow.
But anyway, sandwiches are fun. We've got an Italian hot dog. It's something that I grew up with in Trenton, New Jersey. But we get to use cool ingredients like Conniff's hot dogs from Stangoville, Wisconsin. So there's two on this Madison sourdough roll with sauteed peppers and onions and roasted potatoes with spicy mustard. It's one of my favorite things to eat.
Wow.
Even though, you know, I'm almost 50 and I should probably stop eating hot dogs.
I am 50 and I want more.
Give Jamie more dogs. Hey, Patrick, yeah. I saw something that you're going to be coming out soon with frozen pizzas. Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, they're available now, actually. So we finally got our meat processing license from the state of Wisconsin, and we've got our frozen pizzas available at Lark Market in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And they're also available through Vitruvian Farms Delivery Service, and they're available at IO Arcade Bar right now.
Oh,
and they'll be popping up at a bunch of other locations around town. They're in the tap room at Carbon 4 Brewery, and you know, we're having a lot of fun with those too. So,
wow.
It's the same pizza that we make in the restaurant.
Last
same
question:
ingredients. We're not adding.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, last question of the night here. Do you ever sleep?
Do I sleep?
Because
I
don't think you do.
At least an hour and a half. An hour and a half, 2 hours a night where I'm generally asleep, I think. So, no. But, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you being awake on Saturday nights when we call you to get you on the air for Salvatore's Tomato Pies, the Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery on East Washington Avenue. Patrick, you're the best. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a good night.
We'll talk to you next time. There he is. Let's hear some Mojo Radio. Kelsey Miles is coming up next in the Devil's Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people. And chase him out. And ride forward into the kingdom of heaven.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Rousers!
Well, you're looking so good, girl. I was wondering what you're doing tonight. I know a place downtown, girl, and we can dance till the morning light. We'll bump until we drop, and then I'll take you home. We'll think of something. I'm only thinking of one thing. We can make it.
I know we can.
We can make it.
We don't need a plan.
We can make it.
I know we can.
We can make it.
We don't need a plan.
All you have to do is say yes, girl, and I'll make you feel alright. We're just trying to stop thinking, but we won't stop drinking tonight. We're giving to the music, we'll go crazy, girl.
Crazy.
Oh, we can go all the way in just one night. We can make it.
I know we can.
We can make it.
We don't need a plan.
We can make it.
I know we can.
We can make it.
We don't need a plan.
Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Jimmy, call the ambulance. It's work here on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jimmy K. They are playing the 5th of March at the House of Music in Lake Geneva. And Jimmy, another band that I think we're going to play, Seven Seasons Deep, they're going to be playing at the Main Street Music and More down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, along with Mickey Magnum, Zero to Hero. This is Seven Seasons Deep, Max Inc. Radio.
I'm not right to be a slave.
It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.